We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How did you get started with the Alzheimer's Foundation and a Ride to Remember?
So I got involved with the Alzheimer's Association after my grandmother was diagnosed with younger onset Alzheimer's disease, which basically affects people under the age of 65. So she was diagnosed at 59 and she lived with the disease for 11 years. And so just kind of seeing the toll that it took on her and my family, you know, I wanted to do something to fight back against the disease. So I got involved as a volunteer and then ended up doing my internship with the Alzheimer's Association when I went to college at USC. And then after graduation, was so thankful to be offered a full-time position. And I've been with the association now for 11 years. And been specifically working on A Ride to Remember since it started in 2009. So it's been amazing just to see the growth of the ride over the last 10 years.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, you were kind of the ones that helped get A Ride to Remember started. How did that come about?
Well, we really weren't thinking, hey, let's start a cycling event per se. But we had a volunteer named Scott Rourke who came to us at our office and said, hey, my mom has Alzheimer's disease and I want to do something to give back and fight back. And my idea is to do a cycling event from Greenville, South Carolina to Gainesville, Florida, where she lives. And so kind of thinking, my, that's quite a lot of miles there over multiple states, you know. So Scott was very enthusiastic and ambitious about his idea to start this ride to benefit the Alzheimer's Association. And we wanted to take him up on that offer, but we said, you know, what do you think about containing the ride to a multi-day ride across South Carolina? And he was cool with that. And that's kind of how it all started. Honestly, it's just a volunteer coming to us with a passion and we kind of all ran with it. So we've been working with Scott over the last 10 years and he's amazed. I'm amazed. All of our volunteers and riders are so amazed that over the last 10 years, we've been able to raise over $2 million through A Ride to Remember. So it started just with an idea of one guy and kind of grew from there. So it's been amazing just to see it grow over the years.
I know you said that it is amazing, but with it being amazing though, are you really like surprised that it's grown to the extent it has? And what is it, you know, how does it make you feel to see all these people come together for a common cause?
It's great. I mean, I'm not surprised in terms of participation and passion for the event because more and more people are getting diagnosed and are affected with Alzheimer's every day. You know, the baby boomers are entering the age of risk very rapidly. So more and more people are being impacted. We have, it's estimated that over 89,000 people in our state are currently living with Alzheimer's. So I'm a huge South Carolina Gamecocks fan. If you think about Williams-Brice Stadium on any given Saturday in the fall, or think about Death Valley and Clemson, those stadiums hold, you know, about that many people. So it's just a huge number of people that are impacted who have the disease. And then we have over about 300,000 caregivers in the state. So I am surprised and amazed, you know, that we were able to grow. But really, when you sit down and think about it, this disease impacts so many people. And it's just been great that everybody wants to get involved and fight back against the disease. So we have, you know, kind of really seasoned cyclists participate in the event. But we also have a lot of people who said, you know, I haven't really cycled that much, but I'm going to train for this because my dad has Alzheimer's, my mom has Alzheimer's, or, you know, et cetera, my grandparents, and this is a way for me to give back. So we do have those really seasoned hammerhead, we like to call them, you know, really fast people, but, you know, we have people bringing up the rear as well who make it, you know, the 252 miles across the state in honor of their loved ones. So it's a really cool event to be a part of.
That is awesome. Now, other than just the magnitude of the event and the, you know, the number of people participating, what has changed about it since its inception?
So the first year we were totally just, you know, flying by the seat of our pants, so to speak. And we've learned a lot over the last 10 years. And obviously, you know, when we started in 2009, the ride had 20 riders and we raised $16,000. And last year we had over 350 riders, raised over $600,000. So we obviously have had to adapt and learn, you know, as the event has grown. So we've gotten really smart about things that the riders need and can prepare for those things in advance. We have water stops set up every 10 to 15 miles with everything that they need to keep hydrated and nourished, you know, during the ride. We have, you know, mechanics who go along because people's tires blow out, you know, things like that. So we've come a long way, I would say, from our humble beginning. To really being a very, very well-supported ride. I think one of the things I'm most proud about in being involved with the ride is year after year in the survey that we send out after the ride, people consistently say a Ride to Remember is the best supported cycling event that they've ever done. So it's amazing that we're able to service the riders in that way. And I'm so glad that we can, because hello, it's the middle of July and it's hot out there, you know, right. So they feel really good about the support we're able to offer them along the route. And then, you know, in the evening as well, we have meals for the whole group of, you know, 400, 350 riders and our 50 so volunteers. We all come together in the evenings for meals that are donated by local community groups. So again, you know, kind of from start to finish, we have you covered. We like to say all you have to do is pedal.
So it starts in Simpsonville. It ends in Charleston. How many days?
3 days. So Friday, July 13th, we start at Heritage Park in Simpsonville. We finish out day one at Newberry College in Newberry, stay in Newberry for the evening. Saturday morning, July 14th, we get up in Newberry and we pedal to Orangeburg, and we stay the night in Orangeburg, have our evening meal there. And then we get up Sunday morning, July 15th, and it's 100 miles, but flat, mind you, from Orangeburg to Mount Pleasant, just over the Arthur Ravenel Bridge is our finish for the ride.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.